Call the meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees to order April 19th, 2012 at 7 p.m. This time I will ask Paul Wise to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Wise. All right. Fiscal Officer's Report.
There's nothing on the agenda as far as the report, but I will tell you that we just met, the Fiscal Audit Committee just had our meeting prior to this. We do have three new members. I'm very excited about that. And I will tell you as well that the state auditor is in contact with Donna Batten, my assistant, and I. And we'll be put on the schedule here the next probably 2 to 3 weeks for our biannual audit. So we look forward to the results of that.
Very good. Well, I also just want to mention I was able to sit in on the Finance and Audit Committee and tell you, a sharp group of people. And again, the reason the township has put that committee together is just to provide just another layer of checks and balances on the finances. We have total confidence in Fiscal Officer Myers and his staff, but I think he would agree that it's always good to have other folks keeping an eye on things. So we appreciate the time that our Fiscal and Audit Committee members are putting in. All right, public comment. Seeing no public, I assume there is no comment. So we'll move on. We have a very light schedule tonight. So this will be hopefully a rather quick meeting. Under old business, please.
I'll just go into new business if you don't mind.
That'll be fine.
Okay, great. Handling the maintenance department tonight, just an update on McNamara Park. The final paving coats, the base was applied earlier this week, and they're finishing up the final coat tomorrow. So after that is complete, there's a lot of edging that needs to be done. We're not opening the park because it's still unsafe in its present condition to pedestrians because of edging along the walk paths, along with any security around the water basins and things. So we'll be working on that, and the general contractor will be in back in soon to finish grade the property. There's some areas in the middle point where we had the debris stored that he needs to work on to get the final grade complete. So it's looking up over there. Bob Matthews will have more of the report on the meeting on the 4th for you. Also, the final payout, the final checks and balances were made on Freeman Route 3. We did receive our paperwork from the county engineer's office. They have signed off on this. And so the time to release the final payment to Shelley and Sands is here. So with that in mind, I'm going to ask the board to move to approve the final payout to Shelley and Sands for the Freeman and Route 3 project.
All right, very good. I'll entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I will motion to approve release of the final payment to Shelley and Sands, Inc., in the amount of $42,014.95, plus any accrued interest, for the final application for the State Route 3 Freeman Road intersection project.
And I'll second that motion. Discussion?
Just one comment. It says plus accrued interest. We held the retainage fund for Shelley and Sands in a separate account. By law, we have to give them the accrued interest that was held in the retainage.
Okay. Very good. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
Motion carries. I would like to mention Trustee Lewis is on some family business tonight and was excused from the meeting, so that's why there will only be Mr. Carpagna and myself here.
Next on the list of items, list on the agenda this evening, is discussion about United Way, possible United Way campaign for the township. In the last 2 weeks, the department heads and I have met with the United Way representative for Delaware County. They're proposing to us that we have a campaign internally with our staff, and all department heads are in favor of running a campaign, totally voluntary on the, you know, for the employee's standpoint, if anybody does want to give. But before we propose this to our employees, just need to get the buy-in from the trustees, if it's okay with you, to have a solicitation of the employees for a campaign that would benefit the United Way of Delaware County.
Mr. Chair, I'll provide a little bit of background on this.
Okay.
I originally met the folks with the United Way of Delaware County through the Delaware Area Chamber had a leadership day, and so I met with them there. And recently had a lunch with two of them, with Barb, who is their area head, and Susie Bibler, and just kind of brainstorming how do we better promote awareness of the United Way, specifically for Franklin or for Delaware County. Sometimes they tend to get overshadowed by the United Way of Central Ohio, which, you know, that money pretty much stays in Franklin County.
Right.
Whereas they're doing a lot of good things here in Delaware County. They're doing actually some great things in Genoa Township that I had not heard of. There was a program, a $15,000 program that they were administering, I escaped you at the moment, over here at Genoa Middle School that they had talked about. So I thought it'd be a good idea to try to work them in. Not so much from a fundraising standpoint, but just more of an awareness standpoint.
Sure.
Letting our residents know, I told them, you know, we do welcome packets for new residents. We'd be happy to get their literature in there. You know, we have various community events, as you know, that you know, they might be able to come out and have a presence. They were talking about actually bringing volunteers to come and staff some of our events, like the movie night. Maybe they would come and run our concessions at the movie night. So we were just brainstorming, and it's my understanding that Orange Township and Liberty Township both have United Way campaigns with their employees. I have experience with my company, Time Warner Cable. We do a United Way campaign every year, so I'm very familiar with how it works and what they do, and I offer to at least arrange for a meeting with between them and Paul just to talk a little bit more about it. You know, I certainly don't want any of our employees to feel coerced or pressured to give if they don't feel comfortable doing that. But I also know that some of our employees may want to find a way to get engaged, get involved with some of the good works United Way do, and this might be an outlet for it. So it's purely voluntary. It sounds like there is some interest, so we'll at least see if there are any takers,
yeah.
Provided that the board is comfortable with allowing United Way to come in and talk to our employees about that. So.
Very good.
And one more thing, and I had actually talked, we may try to get them in during a public comment. They said maybe later in the fall would be okay. Better for them. More or less just to come in and talk about what they're doing here in Delaware County. Give us an overview. There are some disturbing trends that they're seeing. There's actually a homeless problem in the city of Delaware, which I was completely oblivious to. But they do want to talk about some of the programs that they're working with here in Genoa Township.
Good.
So I think in the next several months, we get through the summer, we'll bring them in, maybe on a night like this where there's not a lot going on, and they can give an overview.
Good. That'd be helpful. Appreciate that.
But, I'll go ahead and offer a motion
okay.
that the Genoa Township Board of Trustees authorizes the United Way of Delaware County to meet with our employees to gauge interest in joining their campaign.
Yeah. Okay. I'll second that motion. Discussion.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Mr. Carpine.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Great.
Thank you.
Board of Zoning Appeals.
Next on our list, Mr. Clace asked me to run by you the possible fee waiver for a BZA applicant. The Buckeye Boat Club over on Red Bank Road has requested a variance and a fee waiver for that, since they are a nonprofit organization. And there's been complaints concerning their installation of overhead lights on site. So they're requesting a fee waiver of the $400 for the variance to go before the BZA next month. So with that in mind, I'd like to solicit the board then to consider their request.
Okay. I'll go ahead and move to waive variance zoning application fee for the Buckeye Boat Club in the amount of $400 for installation of lights at the club.
I'll second that motion.
Motion been made and seconded. Discussion. Well, this is the one that was brought to our attention by the citizen,
yes,
neighbor, and it's not like the boat club has been responsive.
Yes, we had a very amicable meeting on site last week, Joe and I, and members of the American Electric Power, along with two Commodores from the boat club and the resident. Okay. And so it was agreed that the boat club would go the direction of the BZA, which is the proper direction to go in this course. So.
And it sounds like they are willing to take some action to help alleviate some of the problem.
At least seek the variance,
yeah,
for that.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. Motion's been made and seconded.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, Paul. Keep on going.
Pat, do you have the blacktop invoice?
What invoice?
Okay, I think Donna may have forgotten.
Oh, my security invoice?
No, it's there was another one for maintenance department for McNamara Park.
Is it in our inbox? There was a big stack in our inbox.
Okay.
I pulled mine out. I don't see anything here.
It may have been in the checks. We'll go over the home.
Oh.
Yeah, there was, I think Donna wanted us to get approval of payment of, I don't know if we had, if we had an open PO on that, that's fine. We don't need to do that this evening because, you know, with the paving that's going over there, the
right,
contractor is after us because we're 99% finished with the asphalt and he's anxious, we're his first customer of the year, so he's anxious to put diesel in his trucks and pay his employees, so. That's why there's an urgency for that sign off this evening for that. But going, I'll just move on,
yeah,
to the
it's just
Homeland Security.
Sure.
We, every year, the township is asked then to participate in with a EMA organization, whether it be Franklin County or Delaware County, or have our own emergency management operations. And Chief Honeycutt recommends every year that we go the route of the Delaware County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management as a partnership. Every year they ask for a per capita for a fee to run the program, and this year it's set up at 40 cents per population in the township, which is roughly 24,200 and some odd folks. I should find that real quick, but anyway, this is the time of year now where we need to be paying this invoice. It has come in through the township earlier in the year, but it was misplaced or mislaid somewhere. So they're after us now for payment for this invoice.
Paul, I think I asked you this earlier, and I think you just said, so we are required under statute to belong to some sort of EMA.
Yes, every jurisdiction in Delaware County belongs. I believe that there was one township that opted to go with Franklin County because I think they were, for some reason, there's a relationship there. So,
and just to clarify, this is EMA, not EMS.
EMA.
Right.
So emergency management.
Yeah. So this is not the emergency EMS system.
Not the ambulance company.
Okay. All right. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I motion to authorize a purchase order to the Delaware County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management in the amount of $9,686.40 for fiscal year 2012 emergency management apportionments.
Okay, I'll second that motion. Further discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
In the future, we will be having any of the county office holders that have these types of fee bases to come forward to the board so you can meet with them personally and answer any of your questions straight up, which is.
Yeah, actually, Paul, wouldn't mind maybe actually going ahead and doing a formal motion to that effect.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and make the motion and we can discuss it, but I'll move to have those political subdivisions receiving a payment fee assessment from the township to attend a township meeting to provide a program update and explanation of the fee in person. So I'll make that as a motion.
I will second the motion.
Okay, motion been made and seconded. Discussion. Again, I totally understand the need for some of these, but I think, you know, in today's world, with the finances being what they are, we know that there are cutbacks at all levels of government, and we just, you know, a fee being passed on for those services is one way of doing it, and we're not saying that it's wrong or, you know, we're opposed to it. We just want to make sure that we get an explanation of the programs, and it's the tax dollars that are being spent for these programs. We feel an obligation to have a clarification of what those are. So.
Okay. Oh, and just to camp on with that, I just think it would be helpful. I know that some of these agencies and programs are compulsory.
Right.
We don't have a choice. Some of them are voluntary. But regardless, I think it's just helpful to have them come out and at least talk about what's going on. Give us a recap of some of the activity that's going on in your agency. What kind of activity have you seen with regards to General Township? What do you see on the horizon? It's just good to have those communications with us, especially if they're receiving substantial funding from us,
right,
as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
very good.
Thank you.
All right. So motion been made and seconded.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye.
Motion carries. Paul?
That's all I have this evening.
Okay. Any other business?
Except for that invoice, that the purchase order approval or the payment. Let me run over and grab it out of your tray.
Just, I didn't see it.
It's a very large check.
Okay.
So
okay.
Is it the green invoices?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over there.
Okay.
You want
to do that? Well, while you're looking at that, I just wanted to say what a great time I had the other day. The Epcon broke ground over the courtyards at Tussock. That is the developments, I guess you call them patio homes, detached condominiums over there off of Tussock. They're putting in 31 units. They had their groundbreaking ceremony this past, I'm drawing a blank, was it Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday. And it was very, very well attended. All the board members were there. County Commissioner Dennis Stapleton was there. City of Westerville's mayor, Kathy Kokosi, was there. There were probably 18 or 20 assorted residents and just interested folks that wanted to come out and see the property and that are potential interested buyers. So it was very encouraging, and it's my understanding that of the 31 units, I believe they've already sold seven.
Yeah.
And so that's, they're a quarter of the way sold already, and they haven't even started building. So I thought that was very impressive, and that just kind of supports the fact that there is a need for quality housing and a variety of housing for our older adults here in Genoa Township. I shared the fact that in the last 10 years in Delaware County, the older adults, 65 and older demographic, has risen 83% in the last decade. You compare that with the state of Ohio increased 7.6%. So Delaware County leads the way in terms of older adults, increase in older adult population. So we certainly want to make sure that not only are we attracting older adults to Delaware County, to Genoa Township, but we also want to make sure that we're accommodating and retaining our existing residents. And these are folks that, you know, we bring in young families and they grow old and their kids maybe move out and folks retire and they want to downsize their homes, but they want to stay in the community because they enjoy living here and they're close to the amenities and the attractions. So this provides just a little extra variety, and it also helps us because, you know, we have, I guess, a hodgepodge. We have these miscellaneous properties that are out there that, you know, there's only so many things that you can actually put on that property in terms of development. So it was a nice convergence of what EPCON wanted to do and what our community needs, and from a zoning perspective, something that we wanted to achieve. So.
No, it was a very nice event, and I think it's also just a positive note on the fact that we're seeing, continuing to see new building, new construction going on in the township, and the fact that seven of them are already sold. Hopefully the economic swing is starting to take place, and we're starting to see it here in the township. So, yeah, good event, and we appreciate having EPCON in the township again. Have a, make another motion here. We have a payment that is to be made to Mid-Ohio Paving in the amount of $139,128.19, and this is for
paving of McNamara Park.
Paving of McNamara Park, so it'll be some of the final work there. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we pay $139,128.19 to Mid-Ohio Paving Incorporated for the final paving at McNamara Park.
I will second that.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye.
Motion carries. Any other business, Paul?
Nothing tonight.
Anyone else have any other business for the township? At this time, we'll make some announcements. Board of Zoning Appeals meets April 24th here at the office. Parks Advisory Board meeting May 2nd here at the office. And the next regular trustee meeting will be held May 3rd, 2012, 7 p.m. at the office. Being no further business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, I motion to adjourn at 7:21 p.m.
Motion been made, and I will second that. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye.
Motion carries. We stand adjourned.